Now then, I think we're lucky enough to have Runcorn Linnet's manager, Steve Wilkes, here on the phone. Hiya there, Steve, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, good evening.
Hi, it's Michael Scowcroft here, right, mate. Have you got your greatest sporting moments? It's our sort of topic of the day. I don't know if you've been able to think, have chance to think about it or not.
Oh, put me on the spot, why don't you? I think it would probably have to be Beckham's goal against Greece for me.
Oh, to take us through to the, is it the World Cup? Yes,
yeah.
I know, I can remember exactly where I was for that day. I was in a pub in Sheffield and there was no standing room, so I think I was sat on the floor watching that game. Now let's just introduce you. We've got, obviously I'm, you know, Michael Scowcroft here, we've got Glyn Davis sat on my left.
Hi, Wilksy.
Hi, Glyn.
And we've got Simon Charlesworth on my right.
Hi, Steve. Hi. Afternoon, mate.
Hi, Simon, how are you, Paul?
Yeah, I think he's okay, but fortunately we've only got two headphones between three of us, so we can't hear you at the minute. I'll pass him headphones in a minute. So, have you got any questions you want to put to Steve Glyn?
Wilksy, it's been a tough few weeks for you. Do you know if we're getting any new players into the squad, or are you happy with what you've got at the moment?
Well, I think the last 2 months has showed us that I'm not happy with what we've got. Unfortunately, we've tried to bring better players to the club, but at the moment, certain people aren't, shall we say, performing as good as they should be, and certain people letting you down as a manager. To say that I'm looking for new players, I think it's come to the time, Glyn, where I've been in charge nearly 12 months now. Yeah. So it's nearly my team, shall we say.
That's right.
I just don't think the players I've brought in are as good as what I thought they were going to be.
Steve, you have been in the job for just under 12 months now. So do you feel you've got to know the squad in that time, and you know how you sort of gel with the players? Sort of thing?
Yeah, I think I've got to know the squad quite quickly. Once you take over as a manager, you get to know individual people's kind of character. You know, certain individuals need an arm over the shoulder. Certain individuals need to kick up the backside. I think I got to know that quite quickly. Obviously, the squad last year wasn't good enough. We need to improve. Hopefully, in the summer, we thought we'd brought better players in than recently. But I think if you look at the last 2 months' performances and results, I'm not going to kid myself and think we played well. We've been poor. And I think it's about time now that I move one or two on. One or two have let me down, let the club down. You've only got to take Michael Morrison as an example. Never turned up for the game on Friday because he'd gone to the pub with his mates. Which is, you know, it lets me down, but it also lets you fans down that have sang his name for the past 4 months.
Have you spoken to Michael since Boxing Day? No.
He did it to me earlier in the season when we played Main Road in the Vars. And I said at the time, people will get one chance. When Steve Cunningham went to pick him up on Saturday at 12 o'clock,
I've
the exact words from his mum were, he's gone to the pub with his friend for a beer, which at this level isn't good enough. So you can take it from me, Michael Morrison won't be playing for Runcorn Football Club again.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, see, we've just been mentioned in our review about the FA Vars and the FA Cup. The club obviously back in the FA Cup this season. Just give us a bit of a summary of what you thought about the clubs running the Vars and our couple of games against Rossington Main and Curzon Aston in the Cup.
I think the FA Cup was obviously the old club had a great history in the FA Cup. I think sometimes the old history has held us back a little bit because people keep comparing Runcorn Linnets to Runcorn what they was back in the 80s, and unfortunately we're not that team now. People think that, you know, you've just got to put a name on a team sheet of Runcorn and they're going to win the game, and it doesn't happen. You know, you've got to, it's going to take years to get back to where they was. So the FA Cup was a nice little break for us. Obviously we won the first game against Rossington Main where we played quite well. For the first half, I think we went 3-0 up in the first half, could have been a bit more, and then took a foot off the pedal and ended up, I think Rossington made it 3-2 in the 92nd minute. So, but then obviously against Curzon Aston, and we all know how well they did in the FA Cup, they got to the second round proper.
That's right.
They beat us 4-0 on the day. I don't think they were 4-0 better than us.
I don't think they were any better than us. I think they just took their chances, whereas we didn't take ours on that game.
I think, Mike, if you look at when it was 1-0, we got a penalty.
That's right.
And Dave Thompson hit the post. Yeah. Who knows? You know, I think they've got the best centre forward in non-league football in Mike Norton. I think people have heard me say that before, and I'll say that again.
That's right.
He should be playing at a higher level, but he's not. As for the Vars, you know, it was a great run. I think people enjoyed it along the way. But to go down 4-1 at Kirkham the way we did, which just took a little bit of gloss off it.
Yeah, I did enjoy it when my stomach wasn't churning, Steve.
How do you think I felt? Because when it got hurt. Yeah, I mean, you know, there was games where we played really well, where we beat Baycup 4-0. There were games where we hadn't played well, but we'd got out of holes, you know, with the players had dug deep. You know, like if you look at Main Road away, 7 minutes into extra time, into injury time, sorry, when we scored, going behind in extra time against them at home and Alsacia at home, but the character of the lads came through, you know, and got us through to the, I think it was the third qualifying round.
Okay, so we've discussed, Steve, your relationship with the players. How do you feel your relationship with the board has been? Do you think they've been quite supportive?
Well, they've been very, very supportive of me. Everything I've asked for, and I don't just mean financially, I mean, you know, silly little things like we need new balls to train with, and we need new pips to train with, and training facilities to train at, they've produced. You know, I can't grumble at all with what the board have done for me in the 11 months I've been here. I just hope it's going to be a long relationship that we have together, and we can prosper together, because this job's not going to be a 12-month job. You know, it's going to take maybe 2-3 years to get back up where the, you know, once again, the old Runcorn belongs, so we'll see.
Hi, Steve, it's Simon.
Hey, Simon.
Hi, mate. Just thinking about your relationship with the fans, you've obviously become a big favourite with them.
Well, I mean, it's nice to know that, you know, one or two of the fans are on my side. I think the proper fans will realise it's not an easy job, you know, what we've got on our hands. I don't just mean me, I mean the club in general, you know, trying to get back into Runcorn. I think that obviously one or two fans are a little bit disgruntled at the moment with the results that are going on, and I leave one or two are calling for my head already, which is great. You know, I try to be a very, very approachable manager, but I think over the last couple of weeks it's backfired on me, reading comments about, you know, he's a very nice man to buy you a beer in the bar and all this, and it just gets you down a little bit, to be fair.
Do you have a favourite chant from the fans?
My chant? Well, he's only got one chant for me. He's got nowhere but we don't care, so... I don't think that's going to change, because I don't think my hair's going to grow back. But the fans have been brilliant. I mean, you know, you've only got to look at... I think it was Kirkham away, we were 4-1 down. You know, and you get to what? I think it was the 93rd minute. And they were still singing their heads off. You look at Saturday... we were shocking on Saturday. We got beat 2-1 at home. The final whistle goes, and obviously Robbie Allcross finished now, and they stand there singing Robbie Allcross' name.
Do you find when we do that, it boosts the players regardless of the result?
Oh, I know it does. I know it boosts the players. You've only got to, you know, hear the players in the dressing room. You know, they keep coming up with different songs for different players. And you know, the players start chanting them in the dressing room to wind each other up. It's quite funny, to be honest. But the fans have been brilliant. Like you say, it's just the odd one or two that shall we say, I would say, don't know what they're talking about, to be honest, and really annoy you when, like I say, this job's not going to happen in 12 months' time. It's going to be a long haul. And people are questioning you, talking to people and smiling at people in the bar after a game. It's ridiculous.
Do you know if the players actually have their own favourite chant, or obviously the ones that are used for themselves?
Obviously there's the Doctor, Doctor Who, Tom Baker, you know, I think Michael Morrison had some great chants, you know. We know what Michael was about. He was aggressive, give everything for the club when he was playing. You know, and you could hear the fans singing, "Mozza's going to get you," and you know, stuff like that. But unfortunately, he's let the whole lot of you down, so...
Right, what I'll do. I'll just pass you back to Mike and Greg.
Okay, mate.
Okay, Steve, just a quick one there. We're practically out of 2008 now. The season's practically halfway through now, so we've got half a season to get the club as far up the league as we can. Ambitions for 2009 for the club?
Well, obviously, you want to finish as high as you can. I think if we finish in the top six, I think everybody will probably be more than happy. It's just, I think people think that we are, because you're Unco and you have a goddamn right to get promoted in every season you're playing in. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen. And obviously, we're in the last 16 of the League Cup and we're in the last 8 of the Mid-Cheshire Cup. So to put some silverware on the mantelpiece for the spectators would be really nice. Because the Unco and Lennox have never won anything yet. I know they got promoted, but they haven't won anything, so...
No, because we were second that season, weren't we?
Yeah.
Just one final question there for you, Steve. Did you get to see the cheerleaders on Boxing Day? What did you think of them?
Unfortunately, no. I think they was doing their strutting their stuff, shall we say, as I was putting my final preparation. Maybe I should have let them do my final preparation and I got dancing on the pitch. I never don't know.
On a serious point, do you think that sort of entertainment adds to the game?
I mean, obviously, it's probably... You're better answering that question than me, because obviously I don't see it. I know it's a nice... if we get decent crowds and everything's right, and I spoke to the girls after the game last night, and they really enjoyed it and they want to do it again. So I don't see why not. I believe they led the teams out before the game, so...
Yeah.
I think I'll have to name myself in the team next week and make myself captain.
Okay.
Come first out.
All right, just one huge thank you for coming in to this show, Steve. And I know you've been a great supporter of Halton Community Radio since it started through Mark Buckley. So,
I think you're doing a great job, and long may it continue. And if I can help you in any way, then feel free.
Okay, thanks for that, mate.
Cheers, Wilson.
Cheers, Ben. Cheers, Mike. Cheers, Simon.